Joining me right now, though, is Peep Van Heuven. You are the new CEO of Open World Learning, known as OWL, which is a Denver-based nonprofit organization, which is really about tech, about kids, and about trying to get kids, this new generation, into a whole new way of learning.
Absolutely. So Open World Learning, or OWL, was founded in 2000. We serve about 1,000 students annually, and we're providing STEM-based after-school advanced technology programs to Title I students in Denver area schools. And we teach through our programming technology and leadership skills. Our award-winning curriculum improves their math skills, technology, and reading skills. And really what they're learning is they're learning to love to learn. Our data is showing us that our OWL students significantly improve their standardized test scores and their attendance when they're involved in our programming. And we know, in addition to the success in school, that they're seeing that it's preparing them very well for the job market. Simply put, I think OWL students get better at math and technology.
So, you know, the STEM program is widely popular. A lot of kids involved in this. It makes them better at science. How do you coordinate all that with Open World? I mean, how does that work?
Well, essentially what we're doing is we are working with third to eighth graders, so in elementary and middle schools. This is a sort of a peer-taught, self-paced after-school program where they're working in tech skills like computer animation. They're learning basic programming, graphic design, even robotics. Through those opportunities, you know, kids are so natural at technology. What is inherent in all of that is some of those basic reading and basic math skills. I watched at one of our sites the other day a young girl, she was probably third or fourth grade, and she was creating a computer game where a frog was chasing a fly through a maze. And what she doesn't realize she's doing at the same time is she's having to think about those math skills, about shape, about the calculation of how fast do I want to move my character across the screen? How do I get it to change direction? How do I create the programming code that is going to cause that? And ultimately, she'll end up presenting that to her class. So she's learning some presentation skills. Yeah. She's working with her peers. So there's group dynamics and there's leadership there. And she might, in fact, even one day be presenting at Tech Fair, which is our event that's coming up this Saturday. It's at Bruce Randolph Middle School.
Right up the street here.
Right up the street. So our Tech Fair event coming up this Saturday is an opportunity for those students to show off their projects, some really creative and dynamic projects. And it's a super opportunity there, I believe. It's at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock.
This Saturday. Peep Van Heuven is here. She's the chief executive officer of Open World Learning. And we're talking about really higher education, especially when it comes to technology and science. What's the outreach here for Open World Learning in terms of the entire community? I mean, you're doing this fair on Saturday, but you really work with kids really on a broader level than that, you know, across the board.
Sure. Well, right now we're in 12 Denver area schools. Mm-hmm. These are all tier one schools. So we're working with at-risk populations. About 50% of our OWL students don't have access to computers at home, for example. 89% of them qualify for free or reduced lunch. And 52% of them are English language learners. We are looking to expand next year in at least one, hopefully more, middle schools. And
That's a good age, isn't it, the middle school?
It's a great age. Yeah, fantastic age.
You still got their attention. I don't know what we did, you know, 50 years ago. You know, we had books, obviously, and so forth. But today it seems so fascinating and creative on how to get kids' attention and keep them, you know, keep them, like you say, they're learning, but they don't really understand how much they're learning and where it's taken them in some cases.
Well, kids are naturals at technology, and I'm sure you and I can relate at least to the idea that we couldn't figure out how to operate a remote, and we looked for someone who was from third to eighth grade because it does come naturally to them.
My age, well, we got smartphones that are smart. So, okay, so we got Bruce Randolph this Saturday, but you've also got some things going on that are going to happen in the summer. as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We have four new summer camps this year. So we are teaching the award-winning OWL curriculum at four schools in the Denver area. The schools, let me just check my notes here real quickly, are Swigert McAuliffe. We'll be at the University of Denver, at Metropolitan State University, and at Park Hill Elementary School. I think the deadline for enrollment is May 16th, but there are 3 to 6 week courses at each of those four sites. You can sign a student up for just 1 week of it, or for all 6 weeks if you like. Each week is themed, and again, we'll be teaching different advanced technology tools via animation, computer programming, digital photography, as well as doing some fun summer camp things like technology field trips, museum opportunities, and even swimming.
And the ages, more or less, you're looking for?
Again, these are for 3rd to 8th grade students.
Okay.
And there's great information on our website, which is www.openworldlearning.org.
And what about the funding component there for,
sure,
low-income families and so forth? How does that work?
We do have scholarships available. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to support Open World Learning for just, I think, $100, you can pay for a scholarship student to attend summer camp for 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
The paid tuition for the four camps at the moment is $250 mm-hmm. for a week.
Okay. And when do they start?
Most of the camps are beginning on June the 9th, and they run, I believe, the latest camp goes through July 18th.
And once again, the summer event at Bruce Randolph School this Saturday is from what time to what time?
Tech Fair. The action at Tech Fair is at 10 o'clock. You'll see the elementary school students presenting their projects, and at 11 o'clock, you're going to see the Lego robotics projects, which is mostly, I think, middle school students. Excuse me, it's called the Robo Challenge. You have to excuse me, I'm still getting the lingo.
That's okay. The Robo Challenge, huh? Yep. Okay. Pete Van Heuven, thank you so much from Open World Learning for coming down. And the website, one more time, where people can kind of lock in.
Thank you.
If any more information.
Yeah, Open World Learning, which is called OWL, is www.openworldlearning.org.
Thank you, Pete. Appreciate it.
Thank you.